And a very good morning to you. It is Tuesday morning, the 10th of May, the year 2022. And this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. If we go to the Old Testament, to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 33 and verse 11. I, says the Lord, have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn from your evil ways, for why should you die, O house of Israel? And then we go to Ezekiel chapter 18 and one verse, verse 32. Again, the Lord says, for I have no pleasure in the death of one who dies, says the Lord God. Therefore, turn and live. You know, many of us are dead. That's right. We are walking around. Our hearts are pumping blood, but we are dead in our spirits. The Gospel of Luke chapter 15 and verse 7 says, I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. Jesus came for sinners, just like me and just like you. You know, he is known by many titles, but the title which I love the most is the Friend of Sinners. Some of the greatest sinners have become God's greatest ambassadors. Therefore, we must never ever give up on a lost sheep, on a lost soul. One of them was Saul of Tarsus. That's right. And remember, he became Paul the Apostle when he was knocked off his horse on the road to Damascus, when he was seeking out to murder Christians. And the Lord Jesus said to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Who are you, Lord? I am Jesus. You know that after that conversion, he went on, Paul the Apostle, to write almost two-thirds of the New Testament. He took the gospel all over the world. Another lost sheep who found Jesus was a man who wrote probably the most famous of all hymns, Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound in a believer's ear. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. That's right. His name was John Newton. What about Charles Colson? One of the most brilliant minds in the world. He was President Richard Nixon of the United States of America's personal right-hand man. He was an evil man. They called him the Hatchet Man. They said he would walk over his own mother's grave in order to get to the top. Well, he was found out. He was sent to prison, and there he met Jesus, and he started the prison fellowship where tens of thousands of prisoners all over the world came to Christ. Remember, good people don't go to heaven. Believers go to heaven. Romans chapter 10 verse 9. If we confess with our mouths Jesus Christ and believe in our hearts that he has been raised from the dead, we shall be saved. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans chapter 10 and verse 13. Jesus bless you today and have a wonderful day. Goodbye.